Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Saturday, your drive to or from the shore. This is Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Or maybe you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, and if you're not, download it so you can listen to us anywhere, anytime, any place. Guys, my name is Quimby, joined alongside Michael, shut up. He is back after a three-week sabbatical, which he could have taken off another week. We'd all been fine.
I miss y'all. It's good to be back on Athletes Row with my partner crime over here.
Christ, here we go again. Next to him, owner of Recess and the Winston, Mr. Mark Matera. How are you, sir?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Good, good. Good to have you once again.
Thanks for having me.
Our producer, Slash, Kyle Slash, Dunnemaker, Slash, the Gobbler. There he is. And, of course, yeah. Super Sam slumming it down in CI, which we will be in exactly 2 weeks. You will be listening and watching the show live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill at 4000 Landis Avenue. If you guys have not made plans to come down to CI, do so. Night before, Friday, Love Seed Mama Jump tickets. It is a ticket-only event, the Love Seed Mama Jump reunion tour, Friday starting at 8 o'clock. Then at, oh, God, we've got a packed day. 8 to 9 is the Sandy Run for ovarian cancer. Guys, make sure you support that. 12 to 1, Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Zach and Greg Murphy. 1 to 3, Green Legion Radio with myself, Zach, DS, Slash, will not be there.
I will not.
You, Richard, Sam, and, of course, Eagles legendary receiver, soon to be Hall of Famer, Mr. Urban Fryer. Don't forget about the promo we have as well. We're going to be giving away three official NFL footballs. You're going to get a door ticket. You're going to get a ticket at the door. And at the end of the show, we're going to give away actually three times during the second hour of the show. We're going to call the raffle ticket. You win that football and you're going to get to throw that football to Urban Fryer in the parking lot.
Oh, it's going to be in the parking lot?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to dive in the water.
That'd be cool.
You're going to have to, you're going to get to throw the ball to Irv into the water.
No. There's been shark sightings. I'm not,
anything.
I'm not diving in the water.
He just wants to take his shirt off.
No. Don't want to take my shirt off.
That's
no.
What it is.
No.
He's also going to autograph that football for you. So it'll be a nice momentum from your weekend down in Seattle with us. So much going on. Make sure you go to Ludlum Bar for details. We're going to have a flyer up here later on today. Actually, no, I'm sorry. You can see the flyer now. We are pre-taping this show Thursday evening, as you guys know. Do hope you are enjoying your drive to and from the shore listening to us. We're going to keep you entertained. We got through our Eagles predictions, pain last week. Finally, after 4 weeks of going through predictions, now we have some more for you. It's not just about the Eagles. It's about the rest of the NFL. Today, we're going to get to the NFC East and predictions for those divisions. We're not going to go through every game. But we're going to talk about teams and teams that we're going to have to face, teams that we're going to be fighting with for playoff seeding. Cause right now I'm telling you, it's NFC championship game or bust. Peter King, my man Peter King from Sports Illustrated has the top four teams in the NFC, the Bucks, the Rams, the Packers, and the Eagles. It's actually Rams, Bucks, Pack, Eagles. And that makes sense to me. That is what this should smell like, to be honest with you.
Except for the Eagles, that's the way it was at the end of last season.
So of course.
The Eagles have been added to that, obviously because of the draft and because of the offseason acquisitions that they've made.
We're going to get into the Pack especially, all right, and the Rams. All right, it's super hard to repeat. We're going to talk about Sean McVay's fiance. And what week we're on.
Wife.
Why do we
have to talk about her?
We're going to talk about how Sean McVay is a dumbass.
Because?
He gave up a $100 million contract to be an analyst for Amazon.
Why is that being what you said?
A dumbass?
Yeah.
Because he's making $7 million a year as a coach, if that.
He'll make $150 in 3 years.
He's doing what he likes.
But he'll make that money. Will be there.
But
think the endorsement money is there that much right now?
It'll be more.
Yeah, it'll be more
when he decides to do it. But right now, just think of how many young men he's.
Okay, well, we're gonna get to that.
Okay.
So these were teasers.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We can talk about it
right
now.
Oh, Irv,
we're watching the game. Uh-oh. The ball came over the plate and they hit the ball.
Here we go.
You guys, we're going to talk about
remember
that
at
today.
This point, we can mute you.
That's okay, but we're going to talk about that today because we want to get the viewers' opinions because they're going to agree with me.
Right. No, all of them not. That are going to call in?
Yes. All of them that are going to log in. They're going to type their
Here we go.
They're going to type in their
you
comments.
Guys, I wasn't going to drink tonight, but Irv is already driving me to drink.
That's all right. I am correct about this. I don't care who disagrees with me. I am correct.
Good. You're going to be silent correct for a little while. Sean Henderson in the room. Keenan Harmon. Kyle Nunnemaker is in the room? What is he doing?
I was. I had to point out a violation to the DMs.
I got you.
Calling a sandwich a Sammy. I hate that.
Keenan's going to agree with me.
All right. Now you're off mute. You can come back to your microphone anytime.
Keenan's going to agree with me.
Well, okay. There's a shot. All right. So anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. We will get into a little Phillies probably at the end. I'm going to get her fired up before then. Because that just seems like the smart thing to do. Get the most athletic and built the strongest guy in the room fired up.
You do it better than anyone.
I'm here. I'm here for you guys. Anyway, the show is brought to you by our friends Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon Diaz. Dave Bavuso, State Farm, my new insurance agent. Make sure you guys call them at 856-740-5012, Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, residential and commercial cleaning, the Ludlam Bar and Grill, yes, next 2 weekends from now, when you're listening to this show, we will be down in Seattle. Make sure you come over between 12 and 3 on Saturday and hang out with us for a little while. And, of course, Advantage Health Plus. Guys, so let's just start with that list, all right? And I want to talk about the pack. So we're going to get through and go in depth today about the NFC, who could be a threat, who obviously is teams to worry about, and who are – paper Tigers. There's a couple of them. And right now, I get it. Aaron Rodgers, you know, we can talk about him all day long, but their playoff game against,
San Francisco,
two other receivers had a total of 3 receptions outside of Devontae Adams. I don't know who or how they're going to replace that productivity. Aaron Rodgers, to me, doesn't even seem to be the player or the quarterback he used to be, and he's not.
He won the MVP last year.
I don't care.
I mean,
he had Devontae Adams.
Yeah, but he's a bad boy, man.
He
is the best quarterback in the league. You know that, right? I don't care about statistics. I'm not looking
at statistics would show it anyway.
Right. But I don't care about statistics. I'm talking
statistics
about
statistics would say that he coughs up the ball during the playoffs a lot.
That is true.
But that you have to, when you look at him play and the way he's able to produce and deliver the ball and get the ball out of his hand at different angles and in different, situations that are stressful situations. This cat man is just, he's going down in history. I mean, I know we're going to say Tom Brady is the GOAT, but man, he's GOAT number 2.
So my question would be what Quimby said. So what happens in the playoffs? They always seem to have a home playoff game because of how well him and the Packers play.
Because their division sucks ass.
Yeah. But still, they dominate in the regular season, and Rodgers has only gotten it done once in the playoffs.
Understand that their division last year, the Vikings were 8-9.
Right. That was
the second place team. You got Kirk Cousins who, no, Chicago is just there.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And Detroit
shouldn't be there.
Detroit could get beat by Ohio State.
But that's what separates him from Tom Brady. That's what separates him or keeps us from calling him or talking about him in the same sentence as Tom Brady, is that he doesn't have a lot of competition during the season in that division. And then when he gets to the playoffs, it just doesn't happen for him.
But that doesn't
take away from how great, I think he's still a great quarterback.
How are you a great quarterback if you don't perform under pressure? You were one of the best receivers performing under pressure.
Yes.
All right.
I was always under pressure. That's.
But here we go. I mean, you're not going to say that somebody that was a paper tiger all regular season came out and was flat in the playoffs is going to be as good of a receiver as you. You'd be defaming your own character.
But is it just him or is it the team? Is it just him? I mean, I know his stats.
He's the one that has to make the decisions.
Yes, he does make the decision. But is it just him or is it the team that doesn't play well when the stakes are higher?
He doesn't help the team. You have suggested that he is a great quarterback.
Yes, he is.
With getting away from trouble, delivery.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff. Okay. If any of these balls, we're not talking about interceptions that are deflections that just wind up in some D-back's breadbasket.
We're talking about
a guy who's making a conscious decision to try to put a ball somewhere where it's not supposed to be, where he could tuck and run, because he is very good at that.
Yes, he is.
All right. He makes poor decisions in the playoffs, especially. And when we have our new intern, over the next couple of weeks, Lauren, I'll have her look this up.
Okay.
And statistically speaking, him coughing up the ball in the second half of playoff games. The last one that I can remember, he coughed the ball up three times against the Buccaneers 2 years ago in that NFC Championship.
That's because the team got – well, and yes, he did cough the ball up, but they got their behinds whooped. Tampa Bay just
– Tom Brady coughed it up three times too. They kept giving him an opportunity to win that game.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The team played bad. If Tom Brady coughed it up just like Aaron Rodgers coughed it up.
I'm looking at this here. In the last 2 years, he's six touchdown passes, one interception in the playoffs. And they've had the bye the last two years. And he's won the MVP the last 2 years. And yeah, you know what?
That's not bad.
When you get to the last, this is, everything was about the sixes to me. But when you come back, when you're in the conference championship, if you're in the conference championship, you're playing a really good team. You're playing the second or the best team in the conference. So yeah, he's going to play worse against those games. It's like
against those games.
Yeah, versus those teams in those games. So Aaron Rodgers is the defending two-time MVP. I think the point of you bringing this up was because you're suggesting that perhaps they'd be a paper tiger without Devontae Adams.
I think they're going to have a difficult time replacing that product.
Well, yes,
it could be.
You're exactly
right. They got two stud running backs. They got a great defense, and they have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. I mean, you know, he'll make lesser players better. It's not going to be Devontae Adams. Someone's going to have to step up, but all of a sudden, like, Lazard will be a 1,000-yard receiver. Somehow.
They've been waiting on him for like 3 years.
I just don't remember Aaron Rodgers blowing up in big games, him just falling apart in big games.
Yeah, but he doesn't take advantage either. I mean, it's not like he lost that Buffalo Kansas City game last year. Like he was in that game and just lost a shootout. We're talking about a 13-10 loss at home against Jimmy Garoppolo, who was god awful.
But he wasn't playing Jimmy Garoppolo. He was playing the San Francisco defense.
Hey. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo turned the ball over,
but
I think,
a
three
fun
times.
Subway commercial.
Three times, leaving Aaron Rodgers short fields. And they put up 10 points at home.
Was that because of his lack of productivity throwing the ball? Or was it a lack of productivity offensively? I don't remember what plays were
I think that plays in the hand of Quimby, where he relies too much on Devontae Adams.
But he threw interceptions?
No.
Quimby was saying that he was throwing interceptions that weren't tip balls, that weren't forced throws, that were throws that he was trying to fit the ball in a place where he had no business trying to fit the ball in a place.
Last year, he was 20 for 29 for 225 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions.
That's not bad. I mean, yes,
it's not great, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, but it's not terrible. It's not blowing up, falling apart.
Yeah.
I think he fumbled that game.
I don't see fumble. I don't see him on this.
I'll double check.
Pro Football Ref. But even then, it's like, does that mean he's terrible?
No, we're talking about the,
he's not terrible. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. I'm just saying in the playoffs.
Aaron Rodgers, 2021. All right. 31-26 loss at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He went 33-48 for 346 yards with 3 TDs and 1 interception.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
That's a good game.
It's a good game.
They've had to bye the last 2 years.
I'm agreeing. This is a good game. I'm going backwards. I got to look. Keep going.
I'm just saying, like, you know, do we think that perhaps the Packers will not be the number one seed this year? Yeah, maybe, perhaps, but they're going to win their division.
Yeah, they're going to win their division, but they're not going to be as good. But their division right. sucks. But he's not going to be as good. Their team is not going to be as good as it was last year.
It's almost like a reverse of what the Eagles are, where maybe the Eagles' skill positions are a little bit better. I mean, running backs, I think I'd give the edge to Green Bay over the Eagles.
But not
receivers,
wide
receivers, mm-hmm. tight end, offensive line.
All of that.
But Aaron Rodgers, he's a 3-time MVP. He has won a Super Bowl. He gets it done in the regular season with whatever's in front of him. You know, are they better than the Eagles right now? We'll see. I would have to say yes, though, just because it's proven that, they have been better. Are they going to go 13-4 this year or whatever they went, 14-3? Probably not. But they're still damn good, and I don't want to play. I have them at the Eagles losing at home.
At Quimby.
Sir.
If Aaron Rodgers, if it worked out so Aaron Rodgers was not with the Green Bay Packers this offseason, would you want him here in Philadelphia?
Absolutely.
Of course.
That's a dumb question.
Well, I'm just
anything's an upgrade.
Yes. No.
Why do you hate
Jalen
Hurts?
No. That's not the
anything's an upgrade.
Listen.
Jalen Hurts had a decent year, but come on. Any Pro Bowl type caliber quarterback is an upgrade from Jalen Hurts.
Pro
right
Bowl,
now.
Try Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, he would be a.
I'm saying anything above that.
Yeah.
Okay, but he would be an upgrade or is an upgrade from Jalen. But you said that as though Jalen is not going to be able to.
I didn't insinuate a thing.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
There was attitude.
Absolutely
it.
Not.
Yes, there was.
I was just firm with my conviction to the statement.
It's written all over your face.
Please.
You didn't have to say
I
word.
Have the best poker face on the planet.
Nah, I saw
You're
it.
You're right, I don't. But that's not it. The case. No, Aaron Rodgers is definitely an upgrade for Jalen.
Definitely. But understand this. Jalen doesn't have to be great this season for the Eagles.
How many times have I coined that phrase?
Okay. All right. Just as long as you know.
Thank you.
Just think about Trent Dilfer and
I think he's a better quarterback than any of those knuckleheads already.
I'm Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson, both 100%. Won Super Bowls and they were 100%. Just okay quarterbacks.
100%. All right. We're talking about the NFC North right now. Let's just stick with that. Does Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, do they pose any type of threat in this division whatsoever?
We play them. It's our home opener and it's at night. So no, if we played them at 1 o'clock, I'd be afraid.
Afraid.
Kirk Cousins. This is what I don't know if you guys listen to Bill Simmons, you know, the provocateur NBA NFL guy, but the one, and I can't stand him, but I listen to him anyway. I don't know why, but
we can't stand you and we put up with you.
Yeah. And everyone does listen to me too.
It's good to have you back.
The one thing that he says that he points out that I think is great. And you know, I kind of, is he right? So I look it up. You put Kirk Cousins' statistics next to Dak Prescott, they're the same player. They're the same player with the same playoff record. And everyone likes to, you know, have fun with Dak that he's
likes
so
to
good.
Do this. What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, give him a couple strokes because he's move the quarterback of the Cowboys or whatever.
Oh, we're playing golf right now. Just keep going.
Yeah, a couple strokes. But Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. So this is actually insulting Dak Prescott. I'm not trying to elevate Kirk Cousins. We all know the thing about Kirk Cousins. The reason we hate him is because
he torches the Eagles.
Well, at 1 o'clock games is because whenever we get to watch him, it's on like Monday night football or Thursday night football or Sunday night, and he always loses at night. But during 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games, he's actually not that bad. We play him at 8:15 or whatever, 7:30, that's a win for the Birds, but
sleepy.
Yeah, no worries. No worries about Minnesota and Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins made
how past his bedtime.
He's made like $300 million or something like that. It's insane how much money
he's close to Sam Bradford money.
Oh yeah. Well, Sam Bradford, what a career.
Seriously. I mean,
congrats.
Seriously.
That guy
was, hey, no, hold on.
If I
could make that many millions of dollars and not do squat.
Not do anything.
I'm dumb
that's
in.
Just absolutely I'm ridiculous.
In. Where's Chase Daniels?
Remember, wasn't he?
Stealing money somewhere.
At one point, Sam Bradford, best Philadelphia Eagles quarterback of all time. He was what, 14 for 14 in the first half?
Yeah.
First Green Bay, that one.
Right?
We're like, oh my God, who is this guy?
It was downhill from there. Yeah.
There was no way to go except slide.
Down.
Did Bradford sign? Was he on the team this year?
No. Everybody, just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer or applicant subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, this is Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, or listening on the iHeartRadio app wherever you are in the world. We appreciate you joining us here on your Saturday drive to or from the shore, or if you're just slumming in the city with the rest of us, we're going to keep you entertained the entire time. My name is Quimby, joined alongside Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Mark Matera, slash, and of course, slumming it in Seattle City, Super Sam Brady, Jimmy Rakevich. A quick check-in from Philly's game while enjoying Bud Light Michelob Ultra. My man, Jimmy Rake, is at the game. It's awesome. 4-2 right now. This is Thursday night. I didn't watch the game last night. I don't know why I didn't catch it. I fell asleep. I came back from golf and I was exhausted. And what?
What's Lou Mancini saying here? What's going on?
Heard this song since I made out with Pat.
Wow. Wow.
That's an inside joke.
Okay. Well, I'm sure.
Lou Mancini's from Pottstown.
Oh, God.
And, he's the same age as my sister.
Oh,
and
I see.
I was playing. I love Shadows of the Night. I think that's one of the greatest songs of all time. No, not gonna lie. Sorry. Don't care. Don't judge. Don't care.
Wow.
And, when I brought that up on the pod, on the Right on Cue show every Tuesday starting at 5:30, Lou jumped in and goes, I made out with Pat Benatar back in the 80s. And I'm like, dude, are you sure that wasn't my sister? Cause my sister used to cover Pat Benatar, tracks and actually looked a lot like her. It's kind of funny. So that's a running joke with Lou and I. Missy Hadfield in the room. Hope you're feeling better, sweetheart.
Peanut butter box is here.
Yeah, be careful. The peanut butter box commercial has already been replaced.
Get out of here.
Yep. It's now with rabbits.
No, they show both of them. It wasn't replaced. They had both commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not replaced.
They got them both in the rotation.
Yeah, they're in the rotation.
Brian.
That's a classic.
You might
man.
Not
that's
be,
not going anywhere.
You might not be replaced, but you're on your way out. If I could find that, that Family Guy clip, I would.
That commercial's not going anywhere.
We're good. All right,
you're
everybody.
Keeping it alive. So handy.
I am. If it's not live on your local network, it's going to be live here at the Green Legion. The peanut butter box is here.
Great. Great. All right, so the NFC North, we can put a bow tie on that one. I don't see Chicago doing anything. By the way, a fare thee well to the Irish Oak, which closed its doors forever. Amazing place. Eric Bayless, I love you to death, brother, and well wishes for continued success in other endeavors.
We'll just have to dominate Hopsmith.
Yeah, no, we got that.
I got one question with NFC North, and we're not worried about them overall, but Detroit Lions. We open with them. I'm not worried about the game. They had a couple high picks. They were playing hard for
who's quarterbacking?
Jared Goff.
We're good.
But do we think that they'll be little bit better this year?
He doesn't even look good in his uniform. He looks discombobulated. He doesn't have to put his uniform on right.
May I ask what would suggest that they would be better this year than they were?
They play when you're a bad team and you're still playing with your heart with a new coach late in December. I don't know. I mean,
do we want to look up Detroit Lions records with new coaches?
I don't think we need to look up Detroit Lions anything. It's worse than the Phillies history. But yeah, I think they'll be a little bit better. I mean, I don't think they're going to be 9-8 or whatever, but I think they might be 6 to 8 wins.
No, I think that week one too. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's a game where the Eagles are going to be coming in, maybe feeling themselves a little bit.
Oh yeah. The march to the stadium.
It's against the Lions.
Oh, Green Legion. We're going to be so loud and it's going to be halftime.
They might pull away in
something.
The second half, but I think that first half they could keep it tight and halftime, like, guys, what are we doing? Let's close this out.
Yeah. That's what,
let's just talk about this.
Go ahead. Right. Wow. I'm sorry. Look
at that. 2021, 3-13-1.
Wow.
2020, 5-11. 2019, 3-12-1.
Wow. Skip the Jim Schwartz.
2018, 6-10.
Yeah.
17-16, 9-7. Second place in the NFC North. Playoffs in 2016. 2015, 7-9. 2014, 11-5.
Ooh.
This is all under Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, Jim Caldwell was a good coach, and they fired him.
They fired him.
For that idiot
for
Matt Patricia.
So, this is Megatron days. Mm-hmm. All right. There was nobody covering him.
No.
Nobody. Outside of that, all right, under Jim Schwartz, 7-9, 4-12, 10-6, 6-10, 2-14, 0-16 under last year with Rod Marinelli. This team is horrific. And the reason is not because of the coach. It's not because of the quarterback. It's not because of your running backs. It's not because of your receivers. It's not because of draft history. It's because it's owned by the Ford family. It's one of the five absolute worst owners in professional sports.
Tell us about your ticket buying experience with them. I know that's where this is coming from.
What?
Well, just, you know, the Detroit
Lions. They were
great. Oh, okay. They have tickets available.
If you could throw a football the length of a field and not hit a seat that has somebody in it.
If the owner is bad and doesn't really care about the product.
Ford family, Stephen Ross,
let me finish.
Arthur Blank.
Can I finish? How is it that you can continue to get high draft picks because you're losing games and continue to change your coaches and change players and not end up at some point being successful? How is that? You mean to tell me that
I don't think
the owner has that much influence on the way the team performs?
I don't think anybody has any expectations when they come there. There is no history of winning in that building. There is no attitude of winning.
You can't fake football. When you get on that field, you have to play.
Okay. Then here we go. Don't ask me the question. You're the guy that played for 17 years. Why do you think they suck so bad time?
You're telling me it's because of the owner.
There's a common denominator over all of these years, and the only one is the Ford family.
Maybe it's a spirit.
Which is something that is created at the top.
Maybe it's a losing spirit that's there, and like you said, people don't have any expectations.
It's a rolling snowballer.
It's an energy that persists.
Same with the Dolphins.
Yearly basis.
Same with the Jaguars. Same with the Falcons. Every now and then.
Jets.
Same with the Jets. Woody Johnson. All right.
Well, Cincinnati was like that for a while, but it's changed.
They got lucky.
They got a quarterback. Mike Brown is
one of the worst owners of all time, period, any sport.
Yeah, but they're a different team now.
I would like, maybe we'll save this for another segment, but I would like Quimby's five worst NFL ownership.
I just gave it to you.
You forgot about Spanos.
Oh, I don't like Spanos.
I mean, you forgot about Spanos. I don't know how you.
Actually, honestly, no. From my personal dealings, Spanos can, you know, kiss my ass in Wanamaker's window during the Christmas rush.
You miss Snyder? I mean, there's so many Quimby.
No, I love Daniel Snyder. We always have tickets available for Redskins games. He doesn't get in my way. All right. But worst owners in football. All right. Arthur Blank, Stephen Ross, how do you say the dude's name? Khan from Jacksonville?
Ahmed Khan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know his name.
Oh, geez, that's... I don't want to say the wrong thing because then, you know, everyone would get all upset.
Shahid Khan. I had it right.
Said Shahid.
Shahid Khan, Stephen Ross, Arthur Blank, the Ford family, and Woody Johnson. Bar none.
The worst.
And that is true. When it's the common denominator over decades and decades, it's they don't know what they're doing.
There has to be a reason.
Yeah, there has
they
to
don't
be
know what they're doing. They don't know how to hire. They don't know how to hire at the top.
Or they don't know how to stay out of the way. Hire guys, let them do what they do, and stay out of it.
I think it's more staying out of the way than it is not knowing how to hire. They want to have their hands on everything, and that way you can interfere as an owner.
And Shahid Khan may actually be evolving into a better owner because his most important sport right now is AEW. He's killing it
right
with the AEW. If he goes and focuses on that, Jaguars might have a team.
And they got Dougie P down there. We're cheering.
Dougie P
versus Carson Wentz week one.
Carson.
And the other week one matchup, now that Baker Mayfield is a Carolina Panther,
they're playing
the Browns week one.
When did that happen? I didn't even know.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days.
Oh, and okay. So this will be good.
So wait a second. You have Deshaun Watson, who's going to be suspended for quite some time.
Well, Baker wasn't going to play regardless.
Yeah, he wasn't going to play. Quimmy, there's 2 points right there. So the Browns spent about, $250 million
for four picks
to get Baker Mayfield, and they have Jacoby Brissett. But guess this, Quimmy, I want to hear what you'll guess. What did Carolina give to Cleveland?
Fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Close.
Fourth or fifth.
Close. A fifth round 2024.
No, I thought it was a fourth that could be a fifth.
It's a fifth that could go up to a fourth.
Fifth that could be a fourth.
And
so hold on. Technically, I was accurate with that answer.
Yeah, yes. On the best possible scenario. And Cleveland has to pay $10 million of a salary.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, Carolina's only paying him $4 million this year.
The Panthers are getting away with murder.
And here's another.
What is up with Cleveland?
I think they just wanted to get rid of him. Here's the other funny thing.
Do they just dislike him that much?
Well, he wanted to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of out of here, who was that?
Out of here.
I think it was Hall.
Again.
When the ball comes over the plate in your strike zone.
Wait, back to football.
So, back to football.
Here's another fun fact about this.
Hall.
2018 NFL draft. Baker Mayfield, first overall. Second was Saquon. That hadn't worked out. Third pick overall, Sam Darnold from the New York Jets. Carolina Panthers.
Oh my God, that's
right. The first two quarterbacks.
Is Darnold backing up Mayfield right now?
It's going to be a quarterback battle for the ages, Quimby.
They have a crowded quarterback room because they drafted Matt Corral as well. And they still
they drafted Matt Corral.
And they still have PJ Walker. Where's Cam Newton? They'll probably sign him off the street.
You know, it will be pure comedy watching Carolina Panthers like press, at training camp. We're really happy about what we got going on in that quarterback room. We have a lot of talent in there. We believe in the guys.
At least there will be a competition.
Hold on a second.
There'll be some competition.
Everybody real quick. Mark, add something.
I'm good.
Matt Corral gets drafted.
Matt, you're taking up too much mic time here, man.
Listen, Quimby, there's a guy on. Sir. I don't want to say Sugar Daddy, but it says Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy Williams. Hold on. He's been joining us on Right on Cue Show. He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, he's a Cowboys fan.
He's good
fan.
People.
He said, he said he was a fan of mine. Thank you, Williams. I'm not going to call you Sugar
Daddy. You can call him SD1 for sure.
SD1.
I was going to say, that's Sugar Daddy 1 to
you. Yeah, SD1's good people. Sam, you can agree? You can actually say something if you'd like, Sam.
Hold on. I didn't want to interrupt you guys while you were having such a heated debate. I'm so busy looking at Diaz's arm flopping around with the room we've been observing it.
Arm flailing tube man.
Wow, yeah. Inflatable.
Sam, it's Jackie waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
There you go.
There
we are.
Sam, say Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
But we call him
SD1.
Hold on. Say, I love my Sugar Daddy.
Well, now let's not get crazy. I really do like him though. He's a good time.
He's enough down in Sea Isle.
So. Sam, put two slices of provolone on my hot roast beef sandwich. Extra horseradish.
Okay, so if anyone needs Diaz's email or address, I'll be happy to give that to you.
Just post it.
You can harass him on your own time.
Just go ahead and post it.
All right, let's get back to topic of conversation. NFC North, we put a bow on this. Let's get to Tampa Bay. I know Jameis Winston is laughable at times, but is – I don't
– New Orleans or Tampa?
Yeah, you said Jameis.
Tampa Bay is our friend Sam Brady.
No, I know. I'm
Tom Brady.
Jameis Winston is quarterbacking for New Orleans.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He's setting the scene.
I'm setting the scene. Thank you. Slash, appreciate that.
Okay.
Not as if Bruce Arians was doing much the last couple of years as far as coaching Tom Brady goes, but Todd Bowles is going to do even less. And I have not liked Todd Bowles as a head coach. I don't think he's done very well. Not that he was given a very good opportunity in New York to be a successful coach. And we discussed this when we were talking about black head coaches and not having a true opportunity to flourish because they wind up getting jobs at crappy ass teams owned by crappy ass owners
and replaced the next year. No breathing.
Yeah. Out.
Did they give Byron Leftwich an interview? Because I think
Leftwich is a stud.
I think he would have been way better than Todd Bowles.
Absolutely.
How Eric Bieniemy is not a head coach is beyond me.
He is a stud as well. Absolutely.
But we'll get into that class action lawsuit, which keeps picking the Brian Flores class action lawsuit, picking up momentum. Oh, the Texans are now involved and so are the Arizona Cardinals. It's going to get brutal. But aside all of that, not nonsense, but stuff that we're trying not to focus on right now. I mean, is it possible that Tom comes back and and the team just gets destroyed. Is there, cause Tampa's lost some players.
Yep.
All right. That's what happens when you get that good. You're going to have these guys who stepped up, who were pivotal part of defenses and offenses that are now going to get better contracts after they won a Super Bowl and move on. Is there any chance? The Falcons won't be in this at all. Carolina will once again be worried about who's quarterbacking in that factory down there.
You don't have to be worried.
Honestly, Carolina is one of those teams that has a good situation. They just need that quarterback. And Baker might be able to be decent enough that they can be competitive for a wild card. If he's not hurt.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Carolina, I get what you're saying.
You think Carolina has a shot at a wild card in this conference?
Actually,
you're right. It's garbage.
Yeah, I mean, if they're 9-8,
they'll be competitive. 9-8.
Eagles and Cowboys are in. Green Bay's in. Tampa's in. New Orleans is in. Rams, Cardinals. That's it. San Francisco.
Are we saying Dallas is definitely in?
Actually, no.
Yeah, I mean,
I was saying that for our man SD1.
For Tom Brady, he is a freak of nature, but certainly. If he gets the right hit at the right time, I'm not praying for injury. I don't want him. I'm not Sam. I don't want him to get hurt. But he's old, man. He's what, 46 years old. You know, he's old.
We've been saying he's old for the last 4, 5, 6 years.
But he could.
How do we know Blaine Gabbert's not going to get the winning quarterback position over Tom Brady?
Okay.
What did you just say?
You are just off.
We got to take a break.
And then you banged on the desk too.
He's bombing. He's bombing today. What's that?
All right. Let's do this. We're going to come back, talk more about this. before the show goes off the rails, I'm going to save a live read for when we come back. You guys, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Or listening to us on the iHeartRadio app anywhere, anytime in or around Philadelphia or the world. Hope you're enjoying your trip to or from the shore. Mama Nunnamaker's in the room. We'll have to say hi to her when we come back, everybody. You guys, Green Legion Radio back right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, or on the iHeartRadio app, listening anytime, anywhere, in the world. Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia, everyone, and the surrounding areas. Actually, they even clean the building here where we have our studio. Didn't know if you guys were aware of that. They have the contract here at the American Loft Building with over 30 years experience. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, Your satisfaction level needs to be 100% as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, call them at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198, or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Everybody, we're talking about the rest of the NFC. We made predictions, bold predictions. I think Diaz was 17-0.
No, I was 12-5. 12-5.
What was I? Do we have a full list of this compiled yet?
Yeah, she did send the updated picks. I can pull it up right here.
Who is she?
Sam, the only she?
No, I just wanted him to say her name.
Thank you. Thank you, Irving.
You're welcome, Sam.
We do not have
Irvings. We don't have Irving needs to give me the rest of
it. Sam for that because she's supposed to be doing.
She didn't send my picks?
I emailed him, actually.
You emailed them to me?
No, I emailed you the questions that I needed you to finish filling out the picks.
Wow.
What do you mean? So I made my picks.
What we've got here is we've got slash.
Sam's important to this operation. We've got do not give her any grief.
Don't argue with Sam.
We've got.
No. Hey, anybody gives Sam grief goes through me. You don't want that.
We've got slash at 11-6. Diaz and Sack both at 12-5. And at 14-3.
Wow.
You even picked them to beat the Giants. That means they'd be 13-3 going into the last week, and they sit everybody, and you have them winning that game.
Jeez. The Giants are that bad.
Okay. So Quimby is got the birds.
And the number one seed.
Yeah.
I'm not messing around,
NFC
man.
NFC championship or bust for
NFC champ. No, I do not feel as though this is not a possibility. What is that? Did you just fart?
No, there's a gnat in my way. You haven't listened to the Vikings in week two. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Look, all right, here's the thing. Kirk Cousins can't go over. Kirk Cousins is very good against us. That's why I picked that losing game. But literally, I don't feel after breaking down the Cowboys like I did 2 weeks ago on my pod. All right. They don't scare me in any way at all. Okay. I thought we were going to go 5-1 in the division. And that one loss was going to be against the Cowboys, and it's not going to be at home like some of you knuckleheads took. All right. It's not. They are that bad. This division is bad.
I've got to stop you here because we just talked about, the Vikings. Quimby's three losses are to the Vikings in week two in primetime where Kirk Cousins is like 9-32. Week 9 on Thursday to the Houston Texans, and then week 12 at home to the Packers who he just called paper tigers. You don't know what you're talking about.
How do you have them losing to the Houston Texans?
I don't like Thursday night games.
Okay. Well, the Eagles might.
Go ahead, look up their record.
The Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers the last time they played on Thursday Night Football.
Actually, they lost to the Buccaneers at home the last time they played on Thursday Night Football.
No, I'm saying on the road.
Oh, then be specific. In an investigation, details matter. Anybody get it? Anybody get the reference?
Was it post-1983?
Reacher. Phenomenal. Get Prime.
Okay, I got Prime.
I'm watching the boys right now.
Oh, dude, did you get to 6 yet?
I haven't gotten to the orgy scene or whatever.
Hero gas.
Guys, what? Side chatter.
Shut up, Sam.
Whoa.
I can't. Right. I'm just distraught because you have the Eagles losing to the Texans.
I told you it was a weird game.
I picked them to lose to the Texans just because they were.
I had them going 7-1 in the first 9 weeks.
We don't know what I picked too. Because Sam didn't write it down.
Huh?
So we don't know Irv, why because Sam didn't write it down.
No, Irv, your picks are on there. Just your first 6, I do not have because you were not in that room. I rewatched that twice today.
Who's rolling? Tom Brady is a cheater. That a girl, Sam. All right, banner ads. All right, maybe you should do that for our sponsors. That'd be fun. So let's move on.
Can I say something about
No, what do you got
about Tom Brady? Are we moving from the NFC
side? No, we didn't even get to it yet.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to it.
All right. Getting to it. Does anybody have a chance of seeding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season as the division winner of the NFC South?
Not in that division.
No.
Not in that division.
I mean, if Tom Brady gets hurt, then maybe the Saints, they got a good defense.
When's the last time Tom Brady got hurt?
Yeah. I know. He's just untouchable.
2000.
But he's old. I mean, at some point, he's throwing the ball. He gets an arm strain. He's out for 4 weeks, comes back. It's not right. I mean,
arm strain?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know all the technical terms here. Dr. Irving Pryor.
When has Tom Brady ever had an arm strain?
I'm saying you just get hit the wrong way. It just takes one hit.
4 weeks?
Okay.
I think that's a stinger.
He's an old man.
You got to wonder at what point his body does start to give a little bit, but apparently his conditioning is ridiculous.
And he's not getting beat up every year.
Well, he's not. You know, there's something to be said when we make fun of the statue quarterbacks, the Drew Bledsoes, the Tom Bradys of the league. There's a reason. There might be a reason why they're not running around. They're trying to, you know, elongate their career as long as they possibly can. You can't snap a knee very easily if you're standing still.
And they're not allowed to hit the quarterbacks like they used to anymore anyway. Well, I did see Tom take off running last year and he jumped over somebody. I forget what game that was.
He had the vertical leap of a Sunday paper.
It was,
too.
But
it
was he got over him. I'm like, wow, this cat is, he's still got a little life left in his legs.
Well, let's not forget too, Tampa Bay has arguably the best offensive line in football too.
Arguably.
They're top five.
That's a failure of an argument, but yeah, you can.
Okay. The birds. They're going to be 18-0 and just win it all. They're perfect.
And when you look at Tom Brady and his history, okay, I'll raise my hand next time.
we're talking over every, each other. Let's be professionals here.
When you look at Tom Brady, you go back to his New England days, he never really has had a all-star cast. He's always had average players that he made better.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter who's not there this year. He's going to play the same way he's been playing as Tom Brady, and he's going to make the team better.
But he's always had a lot of protection around him as well.
Yeah.
Regardless of what team he's playing
for. Well, you got to have that.
Aside Trojan being there on a regular basis, what would suggest that he's going to be able to continue to do that at what, 43,
44? 45. He'll be 46 in November.
August 3rd.
All right.
August 3rd.
But we said the same thing last year.
And we're going to keep saying it until it eventually happens.
Until it eventually happens. I don't think it's going to happen before he decides to stop playing.
Is he that good and his body is that impervious?
I mean, I can't say that. I'm not Tom. I don't know. I do know he is that good. Yes, he is that good. He keeps proving it over and over and over again, year in and year out.
Do you think that his health has allowed him just to continue to be better at the game because he's never really sat out?
Definitely. And most definitely.
I mean, his brain processes it more quickly, the game more quickly than anybody else. But maybe the age, maybe it's just 0.2 seconds slower that just gives that pass rusher that 0.2 seconds time to give him a hit and knock him down.
Let's talk about that more after we come back from break at the top of the hour. You guys, appreciate you joining us too. And from the.
Did you do the live read in the beginning of the segment?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Premier Windows.
I did. Oh, that's right. I missed it. I was zoned out.
So good.
I love Premier Windows, but I was
zoned out. # producing.
# WeHateDirtySlash.com. WeHateDirtyWindows.com. WeHateDirtyWindows. Sorry, Mama Nunnamaker. We know you're in the room right now. You need to take him to bed. Again. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio with Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Mark Matera, / Super Sam, and myself, Quimby. Hope you're enjoying this. To or from the shore, slumming it in Philly, you guys. Saturday, top of the 2 o'clock hour coming. When we come back from break, be back in just a moment. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 2.5 FM, Philadelphia. My name's Quimby, joined alongside Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Mark Matera, owner of the Winston, former 3rd Street McFadden's. Yes, it is open again. Northern Liberties, it's open again.
Yes, it is.
It's open again. Old City, it's open again. McFadden's 3rd Street is now the Winston. It has much better management than before. The TVs are even bigger. The staff is beautiful. Guys, got to come in. Check it out. The Winston on 3rd Street. Yes, former McFadden's.
Good memories there.
Except when I got drugged by Irish Mike.
Sure.
Yeah.
Blame Irish Mike. It's always Irish Mike's fault.
There it is.
It's always Irish Mike. Never Quimby.
The Ludlum Hotel in Sea Isle City. Everyone, we're happy to introduce you for the first time, the fully renovated Ludlum Hotel and Ludlum Bar and Grill at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Yes, the old La Costa set amongst a casually sophisticated bar, a cozy a la carte dining room, and the only mellow lounge in Townsend's Inlet. The menu is seasonal, offering the freshest local seafood, cooked simple to ensure the flavor that already exists stays that way. The hotel is open year-round. Check that out. Get all kinds of benefits, including complimentary beach tags for all registered adults. Check out ludlamhotel.com. That's Ludlam, L-U-D-L-A-M, hotel.com. Or call them at 609-263-7829, 609-263-7829. We're talking about the health and welfare of Tom Brady, which I'm sure is making Sam throw up. There it is.
I can't take it anymore.
Hold on. I have an actual clip for that.
Oh,
there it is.
I want to hear that twice. That's nice.
Here, yeah, well, hold on.
That can't be.
Ew. That's horrid.
Well, that was like Quimby. Solid going into the toilet there.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
I haven't had it out yet, but you guys encourage sometimes. You guys get including Irving, encouraged me to drink tonight.
I did not encourage.
Yes,
don't
you did.
You say that
yes,
on
you
the
did.
Air. Don't you tell the people that.
That's I'm not taking it back.
That's not good leadership, Irv.
I thought Quimby was leading.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a break.
I'm leading everybody into the fire, yeah. Bro. You're trying to lead everybody the other way.
Yeah. We're going in two different directions.
Two different directions.
Sure. That's for sure.
And yet we still get along.
We sure do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Sugar Daddy Williams in the room. Susan Nunnemaker. Mama Nunnemaker. Lou Mancini. Keenan. Diaz, what are you doing in the room? Get out of the room. Quit playing around. Jay Vagnetti. Good to see you, sweetheart.
Room. Get out of this room.
Yeah. Get out of all of our rooms. Please.
Yes.
Please
get out of
my kitchen.
Get into my car.
All right, Billy Ocean, knock it off.
Big Billy Ocean guy over there.
So
it was, you know what? It was quieter when Diaz wasn't here. I see what you guys kind of were talking about. I like Diaz now, but
did you see the numbers there, though, Irv? I mean, I bring. You can't silence me.
Are you not entertained?
Here we go. All right, you guys. So anybody seating the Bucks? Are we talking any more about Tom? Can we get off that topic so that Sam can actually breathe again?
I was just going to say, look at the other quarterbacks in that division. So if Tom went down, they still wouldn't be out of it. You got Baker, Jameis, and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Atlanta is bottoming out. Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle Pitts. I feel bad for you.
Arthur Blank, I do know somebody well who is great friends with your personal assistant. You are a cheap bastard.
Are we blaming him for this?
Arthur Blank's personal assistant gets 2 tickets to a home game.
To Paradise?
They're readily available.
Arthur Blank's personal assistant gets 2 tickets to a home game.
But when, now I don't know if it's changed since then. When I played, that's all the players would get were 2 tickets to home games.
There's 527 available tickets for the team. It disperses based on what requests go and based on tenure.
So owner.
It's usually
well, that's
more.
Changed. Well,
but
that's
when you
changed.
Go to Seattle, you have Amala who's going to get a lot more because he's from that area. It's right. That kind of that's how it works. It completely changes. But imagine this. Arthur Blank, yeah, I'm so happy. I will have a field day with you because your staff tried to throw me under the bus and it didn't work. It didn't work. You're so terrible. So this is Arthur Blank. Who does he have sponsor? Chick-fil-A.
I was gonna allude to that, yes.
They're closed on Sundays.
Wow. Yeah.
Brother, You are brilliant. You are one brilliant son of a bitch. That stadium is a third full.
At best.
At best. Okay.
Week one.
Now, I get it. You don't want to make a habit of giving too much stuff away. But at the very least, if they have any type of arrangement with their catering company like the Philadelphia teams do with Aramark, for a $10 beer, they're getting $8. Okay? That's what's happening. Which means fill the place. Give the tickets away. Fill them with bodies. Don't give them away on air. Don't say, oh, my God, we're desperate. But within the confines of your staff, especially your personal assistant.
Give them 8 tickets.
Give them 50. Give them 50 and have 50 people in there getting drunk. At the very least, they spend buy 4 or 5 beers and concessions over the course. And there's $40 or $50.
Let's be clear. We're talking about the stadium being a third filled for Falcons games. For the MLS Atlanta United, they sell that place out.
Sold it out.
The MLS sells out a football stadium that the football team cannot get half filled.
That's embarrassing.
And I get it. It's SEC country. Georgia's big. But, I mean, Atlanta to Athens in the morning, that's a trip.
And just so you know, we did get our foot in the door for the World Cup over at Xfinity.
Nice. Quimby, you dog. I mean, that's 4 years away, but that's good. Where am I?
You're in Northern Liberties.
Am I only getting 2 free tickets to the World
Cup?
You
only get 2 tickets.
You might get a half.
You only get 2 tickets.
You get a 50% discount on one.
It's ridiculous. The heartbeat of the Green Legion.
Oh, Lou Mancini. I didn't know that. You're from Phoenixville, but your pop played. Oh, that's right. Your pop played basketball with my dad. Yeah. Blobfest in Phoenixville this weekend. What is Blobfest?
Okay, so the Colonial Theater on Bridge Street in Phoenixville is the setting where the Blob was.
How do you know this information?
Because I grew up
that's
right
where
there.
The Blob was?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have the Blobfest.
That was one
year.
Of the scariest movies I could not watch that thing.
The theater in that is, that's where the Blob was filmed. So they do this kitschy, like, Blobfest. Now that Phoenixville is kind of like, it blew up a little bit. You know, and got a little bit more modern. It's a happening place. You can walk around with a beer. Good time.
All right.
Good time with your wife on a Friday night.
All right, let's move on. All right,
I can think of something better.
A single guys won't be there.
yeah. I don't know if it's the place for Quimby. Well, Blobfest. I mean, a bunch of nerds. That's right up your ass.
No,
your
I'm down.
Captain America.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Dude, the chicks are crazy at Blobfest.
Wow.
Hold on. All right. We're free plug.
The train has come off the rails.
Oh,
is it?
Yes.
It was derailing long before the top
just
of the
off.
Hour.
Every weekend with Quimby's Blobfest. That's where he goes.
I'm good with that.
That could be taken so many different ways.
I'm good with all of them. Free plug. Prime Video. All right. First of all, the Adam Project. Phenomenal, which
great.
That Led Zeppelin song was from, the Adam Project. Have to watch it. Ryan Reynolds. The kid in that movie is outstanding, right? That is Prime.
It's
not Netflix.
Netflix.
Was it Netflix?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Netflix, Ryan Reynolds.
For the free plug.
I'm getting to the boys. All right. Netflix, The Adam Project, Ryan Reynolds. I talked about this before. The kid playing young Ryan Reynolds, spectacular, makes the movie right away. All right. The boys, all right. Don't start in season 3.
You gotta start
from the beginning. All right. And season 3, episode 6, Herogasm. So let's not talk about this, but The Boys itself. All right. This is such an excellent take. What we've been programmed to watch for so many years is the superhero or the supervillain that wins. All right. But it's never been the aftermath of superheroes doing what they do.
Knocking down buildings, blowing up crap, you know, saving the world.
Just, and the collateral damage that ensues. And with the boys, these are engineered superheroes. They're not born or they're engineered by Val.
Yeah, people don't know that though.
Well,
the general public.
No, but they do now. They're engineered, and the top seven get to sit at the top of the tower. And in order to be part of the top seven, your image has to be pristine, has to be perfect.
Social media.
Social media, absolutely. So imagine you're trying to cover for the collateral damage that would affect your public image.
Right, right.
And the lengths to which they go to sit on top of that ivory tower is hysterical. Hysterical. It's such a brilliant sidewinder take on the normal superhero.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
It is beyond interesting. If you can get past the fact that there's a lot of violence, there's a lot of sex, and there's a lot of dirty words, Irv, you might have to cover your eyes every now and then. You might have to lift the face mask up a little higher. I don't know what you're going to do, but it is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant take on the normal superhero snog.
And it's called what again?
The Boys.
The Boys.
Basically, there is a group of regular people who have been so affected by the collateral damage that they're trying to kill these superheroes, trying to get rid of them.
To no avail.
Oh, to avail.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Oh, dirty. And Keith Urban, right? Carl Urban.
Yeah,
Carl
Urban.
Carl Urban. Lord
Game
of the Rings.
Of the Rings.
No, Game Lord of the Rings. He was one of the horse masters.
Yeah.
Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek. Carl Urban manages to get into a lot of good sci-fi stuff. Mm-hmm. He's a great actor. Carl Urban.
Carl Urban.
And he just likes to drop the C word all the time.
That's why you like the show.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I'm Australian. I can say the C word.
No, he's Scottish.
Oh, Scottish. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's the best. All right. Anyway, let's move on.
That's it for Nerd Talk this week on Green Legion Radio.
Jesus. I don't know if that's Nerd Talk, man.
Sleeping.
All right.
Have you seen Doctor Strange yet?
I have not.
Pop a gummy. You're going to another dimension.
Wait a minute.
A great time.
Do you have to pop?
The opinions and commentary of the owner of this company don't necessarily reflect the same opinions of the dumbass sitting across from me. Are you just kidding me? Papa Gummy?
Gummy. Drive over to Belmar, New Jersey. Curaleaf over there. That's great stuff.
Good. Anyway, no more free plugs and you're fired.
Papa Gummy.
No drug test.
Who's Papa Gummy?
Papa Gummy.
Yeah, that's good cover up.
Yeah, Papa Gummy. Gummy Bears, Haribo.
So, Papa Bears. Gummy and talk about the NFC West, because that's where we are now.
Probably the most interesting division.
It's the only one that's interesting in this entire NFC. I believe you said it before the show started, Diaz. The NFC is pretty weak.
Pretty weak.
But the NFC West is not that division.
They get to beat up each other.
It is kind of funny when you hear starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks is
what's his name from Denver?
Drew Locke.
Yeah, Drew Locke. Who is he?
Come on.
Well, he played what?
Another bad draft pick by John Elway.
Geno Smith?
Denver.
Oh, Geno Smith played well.
Well, there's going to be a quarterback competition over there with Drew Locke and Geno Smith.
You know, the only thing that stinks about this is that we don't get to go to Seattle this year when they're terrible. We always play them when they're
at the top of their game.
Yeah, like, do we get to Seattle? I think actually we might go to Seattle next year.
First of all, shut up and no.
I will lead the charge to Seattle next year. They're going to be terrible.
Yeah, and we'll have all 200 people go.
That's right.
Terrible.
And, we'll cross it off the list.
It's Charles Barkley. Terrible.
Terrible.
Hey, yo, Slash, you want to go to Seattle next year in 2023?
Anyway.
No.
So let's talk about this. Where is the position the 49ers stand right now regarding Garoppolo versus Trey Lance?
Oh, Trey Lance is the starter.
He is.
Yes.
Even though Garoppolo took them to
the
NFC Championship.
I will draft him too high in the Green Legion Big Boy League draft.
Excellent.
Yes. So that'll be either a boom.
Oh my God. I got to get that email out.
Well, weren't they just waiting for Garoppolo to slip? last year. And they
I don't think Garoppolo slipped. Did he slip in that game?
I'm not saying that he did, but the word was that they were just kind of waiting for him to slip. They kind of expected him to slip, but he didn't slip.
I don't know enough about that to know, but you, Diaz, you're confident that Lance is their starter.
Yes, I'm confident. This is the thing. When you make those moves to get that quarterback, even if you think he needs a year to develop or 2 years or whatever, and you get someone like you just got to make the trade to get him out of there. And they were like, well, we could still be competitive this year, which they were, and develop him, and then we can make a move later on. And now you've got no leverage whatsoever. So yeah, trading Jimmy Garoppolo last year, they wouldn't have been as good. You would have to bring some placeholder in if you don't think Trey Lance is ready, or you just don't move up to get Trey Lance.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room here? Regardless, we have Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. Debo Samuel is, I'm sorry, the most key component to me on that 49ers team.
He takes him to another level.
And he does not want to be there.
No.
No.
Well, he wants to get paid. And they don't want to pay
him.
He doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. Right. He wants to get paid. And if they would pay him what he feels he's worth, the problem with him is though, like, he is missing in action sometimes. Yes. You know, he does miss 5 games. When he's healthy, he's unstoppable.
Well, it's like
one of the nastiest,
like AJ Brown.
One of the nastiest yaks you'll ever find.
It's like AJ Brown. He missed some games last year because he's a physical receiver.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen, right?
Yeah. It's going to happen when you're initiating contact, when you're not running away from contact. You're trying to, come at me. I want to hit you. When you're looking for it, you're going to have problems after a while. So AJ is going to miss some games this year, probably, because he is a physical receiver. Debo's very similar in the way he plays the game.
That is pretty funny, actually, because I know when Debo requested a trade publicly, the rumors were blasting around Philadelphia that, oh my God, they got to go get him. Debo Samuel. Yeah. That's the kind of physical receiver that we want. And it doesn't mature into anything. And then we get AJ Brown, the same type.
I think AJ Brown, in my opinion, he's a better receiver and more versatile than Debo.
He's younger.
He's coming into his fourth year.
Yeah.
He's younger. We'll get into the AFC next week.
Okay. He's got more over the top speed.
Don't forget too, on that 49ers offense, not really reliable in the last couple of years, George Kittle with his health.
Yes.
He's probably the second very, maybe, you know, 1A.
He's a pretty tiny tight end.
He is a stud when he's healthy.
When he's healthy, but he doesn't go more than 235.
Yeah. So that offense has the potential to be a train wreck if everything goes south, especially
with Trey Lance.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how they can go into this season with Garoppolo still on the roster because it's going to, you just, if you have two good quarterbacks, you got none. It's one of those things. And if you give up all that for Trey Lance and you're not going to use him for Jimmy Garoppolo, who you know is out the door, it's a bad situation, bad vibes. You could totally see this blowing up and them going 9-8, even though they have the talent
because of their
defense, a 12-13 win team. They could be.
They'll gut out wins because of their defense.
Yeah, I feel like they should have.
But they lost two key components on defense. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I'll come back to that.
They could be either really good or it could totally blow up and they could miss the playoffs. There's a wide variance. Speaking of San Francisco blowing up, Arizona. I was going to say Arizona is, oh wow, Kyler Murray. I'm starting to listen to all the fantasy pods now, all the fantasy. Kyler Murray, I'm like, I don't want to touch Kyler Murray.
It's never
at
too
all
early
this
for
year.
The fantasy pods.
And what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to break, come back and talk about the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, because that is an October 9th matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles in Arizona. Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit BucksCountyBaseballCO.com or stop by their Bristol location over the weekends. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge and the website is even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports. You guys, we will be back to talk more about Kyler Murray in a fun situation right after this. Queen Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, or on the iHeart Radio app anywhere around the world at any point in time. Make sure you do download the iHeart Radio app. Subscribe to Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia, and then subscribe to Green Legion Radio, and you'll get all of our podcasts and live shows coming soon to a theater near you. We are only 2 months away, by the way, from our first pregame show.
Yeah.
And 2 months and a week away from our first players show. Destination soon to be determined. We might have to scale back a little bit with the amount of people. We have a couple options right now for the players show. And they're both located down near the stadium area, everybody. So it'll be easily accessible. So we'll find out what happens there soon enough. You guys, we are having a blast talking about possibilities. We were discussing the NFC West, and I have a clip I'd like to play for you guys right now.
I also did Kyler Murray's hair.
Stop back for a second. You did Kyler's hair?
I did.
How was Kyler?
He actually told me don't tell nobody, but I didn't sign an NDA, so I'm going to say what the hell I want to say. Kyler, I did his hair. DM me immediately, and I responded back, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I can do your hair, whatever. So I did his hair. But then, you know, we would have little moments where we clashed. One of the moments was he made a comment about the shade room and how black girls run it and how they can be messy. And I'm like, hello, I'm a black woman. Like, calm yourself. So then one day he calls me, and he's like, hey, Swanee, when you come on Thursday, can you wear pants? I don't want to wear pants. If you can't control your eyes, that's one thing. And if your girlfriend's insecure, that's her problem.
All right, that's Kyler Murray,
his hairstylist.
Okay, now here we go.
My God.
So let's talk about this for a second. We're gonna get into the Arizona Cardinals and the Rams and that division to finish off. But and I apologize, Slash, that I didn't tell you that there were that many cuss words. But
just one cuss word is a whole lot of time.
I think this is indicative of everything that's wrong in this country right now. All right, example. I'm going to go 60 seconds here and then let you guys have the floor because I think this is such a worthy topic. You have Deshaun Watson, who has done everything wrong regarding his appearance outside. Basically, what I take from this is he has a girlfriend, Kyler Murray, and his stylist wears provocative clothing, and he asked, because his girlfriend's uncomfortable with it, if she would wear pants, and...
Because his girlfriend wants that.
But hold on a second. Maybe he wants it too. Maybe he doesn't want to be part of the circus that is the eccentric outside NFL world. Maybe he's trying to do something right. I actually want to give this guy credit. I think he's an entitled idiot as well, but he's also the first round pick. He is an entitled idiot. He's going to be that way. He's 22 years old, but if he's saying, hey, look, I love how you do my hair, but my girlfriend's uncomfortable with what you're wearing. He said, Kate, can you put pants on?
I didn't hear that in the recording.
He asked her to wear pants.
Right. Well, we don't know how he delivered it.
Well, she didn't say he delivered it any other way than, hey, could you please wear pants? Just give me a second here. And also, all right, here's a guy that's making millions and millions and a professional athlete, and I'm sure she wants to have a more of a career servicing, handling, styling professional athlete's hair. Would you hire this girl? Just laid him out. She didn't say he was rude. She said he seemed entitled. That was her only negative to him. He seemed entitled. Would you give this girl any bit of work? I would say step.
I would say step two, be professional. If he asked you, and she referenced the fact that, okay, if you can't keep your eyes to yourself or if your girlfriend is insecure, then F you is what she said. So I think it did have something.
Maybe he's trying to. Maybe he likes you. Maybe he's just trying to protect himself.
And maybe so. And I think it was both, whether it was him or whether it was his girlfriend saying it, then it was both of them trying to do the right thing. So, no, I wouldn't have anything to – she's shooting herself in the foot here.
Boom.
Yeah, she's shooting herself in the foot right there because
who's gonna bring that kind of person in to do my hair if she comes and makes appointments? I don't want her in my circle. I don't want to be connected to anything like that.
I agree totally, yeah. Especially with social media. I mean, let's just say she was wearing something provocative and somebody took a picture of it, and then that picture portrays a different image than what he wanted.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden he's all over social media and everybody's going, oh my God, you see what he did to that poor girl? And then he's like, wait a minute, I just got a haircut.
I just got my braids done.
There's two things. The first thing is, you can't ask her to wear something different. You just don't ask her to come back. All right. I mean, now if you like getting your hair done, and you can't tell someone, don't wear this. You're doing my hair. All right. The second thing though, let me finish. The other thing though is, before all of this, she said her and Kyler would stir it up on a couple of things. Like, how much do you have to talk to your hairstylist? Now, if you're getting your braids done every week or something like that, you're obviously going to have a chit chat with them.
First, Irv.
She said they stir it up on a bunch of different things. Or like, this isn't the first blow up. Like, what are they blowing up about?
I got to ask a question. Maybe I'm just old.
Yeah, you're old.
Thanks. What the hell is a shade room?
A shade room? I don't know.
He was talking about the
it's dark. Is it dark room?
Black girls shade room. I don't know.
I don't know what a shade room is.
I don't know what a shade room is. Yeah.
Google it.
But usually, whether it's a barber, whether it's a hairstylist, whether it's a barber shop or whether it's a hair salon, usually the person that does your hair or grooms you, there usually is some sort of a relationship that is developed. He did not, according to what I heard, tell me if if there was something different that was articulated. He did not tell her, wear this. She said he asked me if I could put pants on. So he didn't tell her. Now, and also it didn't state where these interactions are taking place. If that's at his house, then yes, he has every right to ask her to wear pants. If it's at his house.
I agree.
Now, if it's at her place, place of business, then she can wear what she want to wear.
I guarantee as well, she is getting paid.
Of course.
Well.
Yes.
Oh yeah, for
to
sure.
To do this.
And she's doing it at his house.
I would think this is my guess, again, we're making a lot of assumptions here. My guess is that it wasn't that Kyler Murray found this one girl who does just Kyler Murray.
No, I guarantee she's probably referred by teammates.
She probably,
which is why he didn't want her to talk about this to everybody else.
Right. And she's like, this is what I do. This is how I do it. You're not my only client. I would like you to be my client, but she seems to be a very hard, like this is my method. This is what I do. And we don't even know what she's working, like what she's wearing. We're saying, I mean, pants to a skirt.
I'm not going to disrespect. But she goes, I'm 29 years old. I'm a mother of four.
She says she works out all the time, too.
I got what shade room. The shade room, it's what it sounds like. A bunch of
people throwing
shade. A petty butt group of individuals that comes together and always got the MFNT.
It's a news source.
You two have an entirely different take on that.
It's a group of gossipers.
Yeah, throwing shade.
Yeah, they throwing shade.
All right, well. Good. So let's move on.
I think the Rams win the division.
That's producing right there.
There he is.
I believe I have the Eagles losing this game. This as an L.
Let's be honest. All right. I don't believe the Eagles have won a game in Arizona since they've been.
Well, they're 8-11.
No, they did. They beat up on Arizona. But
their record in Arizona is 8-11.
I have been running trips there since 2005, and we have not won a game, including the NFC Championship.
No,
right. But the record there, in total, is 8-11. So you just the ones you've seen.
Your stats are really
well. It goes back from all the times they played in Arizona.
No, they were playing in St. Louis until the early 90s.
Their record is 8-11.
In
Arizona.
No, it's not.
I'm looking at it.
It's impossible. Their record against Arizona may be 8-11, but not in Arizona.
Their all-time record is 56-60 versus Arizona.
Okay.
The last time they won in Arizona was 2001.
Uh-huh.
What's their record in Arizona?
I mean, when
over since 2005, and that's been five games.
They moved to Phoenix in 88.
Told you.
88. Huh? How about that?
Okay.
I don't know. Interesting. I'll have to break it down that. So
I believe I believe they're 0-6, maybe 0-7.
They're 0-4 in Arizona?
I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
1988 Quimby graduated from college.
Well, that's all the more reason that just reaffirms the fact that I think they're going to lose this game. I don't like any time a team or when I played, I didn't like having to travel across the country and play on the other side of the country.
Yeah, but it's easier for you going that way.
For me, it was harder going that way, which I've never gone that
way.
Oh,
you might be right. I am sorry, Irv. No. Hold on. I forgot they used to be part of the division before they broke up.
The second time you did this.
Irv, hold on. I always admit when I'm wrong.
You do.
All right. So since they broke out of the division, which was 2001, the Eagles have not won in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. They're 8-11.
No, since they broke out of the division.
Okay.
Since Arizona wasn't part of the NFC East anymore. Then they have not won a game there. So you're right.
And they won't.
I'm wrong.
They won't win this year. They won't win this year.
All right. Well, let's talk about that for a hot second. Even though we did discuss this before, what makes you think that DeAndre Hopkins is out for the first 6 weeks? They lost the other, who's the other receiver?
Christian Kirk
to Jacksonville.
Yep.
All right.
No Hassan Reddick.
Hold on. All right. Your best receiver on that team right now is Zach Ertz.
How old is he?
82.
That's his number.
It won't be because of how good Arizona plays. They'll lose because of how bad the Eagles are going to play.
They got Hollywood Brown.
Oh, come the Eagles, on, the Eagles, Irv.
The Eagles will go out and lay an egg. They'll go out, I believe, because of the trip, because of all of the different variables.
Yo,
because
you be tripping.
Okay. We'll see, won't we?
I'm happy to place a side bet.
No,
you?
I don't bet on the side.
Hold on. It doesn't have to be money.
What? That's weird.
They lose this game.
Okay.
I'll pray with you.
Okay. And
if they win.
Okay.
We go to Delilah's and I get you a lap dance.
I can't do that. Not doing that. That's not fair.
It's heaven or hell, baby.
If they win in Arizona, the party in Scottsdale is going to be jumping post.
Out of control.
There's nothing better than a Green
Fair, if you're coming on that with us, right?
I don't know. You didn't tell me what my schedule is on the away games.
But when we win on the road, we have a good time when they lose on the road too, but when they win.
You have a good time no matter what.
Yeah, like the bars will gladly welcome. Everyone's spending $1,000 more than they normally would. I can't wait for Arizona. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, we're good. 1 minute.
Think
of something else about that game.
And Zach Ertz is not their best receiver. They have Hollywood
I just don't think they,
they're going to lose that game.
And they've been,
I don't want
and
them to.
And they won't work with us. We have to get all of our tickets on the secondary market. I get frustrated talking about Arizona. I think they're, aside all the other organizations, like here's a team in 2020 during COVID that, and in 2022 won't sell to opposing fan groups. And this is also a team struggling for a fan base in a very transient area.
A lot of hot chicks though. A lot of hot chicks.
But at the same time, if you want people to get behind you, you can't put up a wall against tourism, which in the first 3 months of COVID, the state lost $2 billion in revenue. It's a very complex anger that I have with them, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from break on our final segment here on Green Legion Radio, Saturdays, 102.5 FM, Fox Sports The Gambler. Hope you're enjoying your ride to or from the shore. If you can't hear us there, make sure you are listening to us on the iHeartRadio app by downloading it and subscribing to Fox Sports The Gambler and Green Legion Radio. You guys, we'll be back, talk more about the NFC West and put a bow on the NFC period right after this. And that was the Hooters, everyone. here on Green Legion.
Let me mark that down. Insert Hooters, segment two.
Delilah's is after the show, Quimby.
Everybody, Fox Sports Radio, Green Legion Radio, Saturdays from 1 to 3. Make sure you check us out. It is an entertaining show. We're not going to talk about gambling much. It is not necessarily the moniker of the station, but we are here to entertain you over the weekend. And if you can't figure out what to bet without us, well, then you have bigger problems than we do. And that is a large cumulative number. Everybody. My name is Quimby alongside Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz. Chris Zack is out in the Hershey Park area today. I was going to say something earlier, but you said I couldn't.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Mark Matera, who they don't call him the best color analyst in the league for nothing, Monty.
I know. I don't think we should have him.
Quiet. Has he said anything today?
Yeah, he's way too much.
He likes being apart, man, and I enjoy his company. He's my neighbor. So, Mark Matera, owner of the Winston, yes, 3rd Street McFadden's, is reopened, everybody, and it's a great spot. Make sure you check it out. It is now called the Winston. McFadden's 3rd Street is now the Winston, and it has reopened. Check it out. Of course, Slash Hanlon producing and Sam Hanlon the room like a madam.
Sam normally handles rooms. Yeah.
All right. Can I say something?
No. Yes, Sam. Go ahead.
Okay. Diaz, can someone like hit him a little bit, push him over, or just
can't. I'm a rock.
Can someone else tell him to shut up?
I choose Irving too.
Sorry, Sam. I'm solid as a rock over here. If you fat, came up here and brought cigarettes, maybe I would be nicer.
What's fat, maybe. Fat, maybe, but not solid.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. Listen, it's not the fat that gets him. He can lose weight pretty quick. It's the hair club for men that gets him on a regular basis.
Shiny forehead?
I'm holding on.
Hold on to one more.
You don't like Trump, but your haircut's getting closer and closer to his every day.
Uh-oh. Dangerously close.
Jealousy. Jealousy in this room here, Sam.
All right, Gin Blossoms. Let's move on.
Hey, you beat jealousy. Me to it.
Oh, God.
1993. You're
yeah.
stepping up.
Go to hell.
That's last segment. New for
him. Yeah. All right. So, let's do this. Instead of, screwing around with me talking too much, which I already do. Irv, your predictions for the NFC West. Three excellent teams. The Rams trying to repeat. The Cardinals trying to make their mark. I do love the Kyler Murray situation, and that's probably why he didn't want people talking about any of his personal life, because he had a 7.9 quarterback rating against the Rams in that divisional playoff game and wants $80 million a year. I think they have all kinds of stuff going on there. San Francisco's a mess. Irv, go.
Rams, San Francisco, Arizona, Seattle.
1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's
Rams are what seed in the playoffs?
What seed? They're going to be a number one seed. They're going to be
beat out Tampa Bay.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
Sorry, they're going to have to.
Number one seed.
So they're going 14-3?
Possibly.
Because the Eagles are going 14-3.
Their seed will be higher than the Eagles. Yes, the Eagles are not going 14-3. I'm sorry, Quimby.
The Eagles won't have a home playoff game because you're going to have Tampa Bay is going to be 18-0. The Rams will be 17-1, and then the Eagles will be 16-2. They'll just miss out.
No, you win your division, you get a home game.
Okay. I meant bye.
Okay, the bye.
Yeah, what you do on your own time is something completely different. Let's move on.
I would say this. The Rams, I think there's going to be, every year, the Super Bowl champs. I would say the Rams will probably get a three seed. I agree.
I thought you were about to say a threesome.
That's after the show.
You keep trying to pull this show down.
Herogasm. Herogasm.
What you had mentioned between the Niners and the Cardinals, 2 and 3.
Right.
I'll go with that. I think both of those teams are going to be worse. I think this whole division
has to be.
It's going to be worse than expected. Yes. I would say the Rams will go 12-5, and it's not going to look like a 12-5.
Like a runaway.
And then the next two teams, the Niners and the Cardinals, There who's going to be ten wins, nine wins, and it could be either or.
Who's going to be the bigger dumpster fire between Arizona and San Francisco?
Ooh, I know the answer Arizona. To that question.
I'm not like that's just rhetorical. I just because you know in that division it's going to be Rams, those two flip flop them however you want to, and then Seattle.
There's those two teams. The quarterback conundrum with Kyler Murray kind of messing up, but in San Francisco, they're going to trade Garoppolo for less than what we think he's worth. You know, like a Baker Mayfield.
A sixth round conditional fifth.
Right.
I think that
Trey Lance is going to struggle. And then everyone's going to say,
maybe Carolina will pick him up.
Why the hell would they trade him? And it's going to be one of those things.
Quarterback room.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know why you guys aren't putting more faith and confidence in Geno Smith.
Geno! He actually filled in nicely for Russell Wilson.
I think they won a game, right?
They did. I think they split.
I agree with you guys with the Rams. They just have the tools. Matt Stafford doesn't look like he's slowing down. Mm-mm. And they have the best receiver in the league.
Cooper
Kupp, without question. Who's the bigger dumpster fire between the Cardinals and the 49ers? It's the Cardinals. I think, you know, they are named in the loss, the Brian Flores class action lawsuit because of the head coach. I can't remember his name.
I can't, cause he was there one year.
1 year. They gave him 1 year. They went 3-13 and get out. And
yeah, they drafted, the dude from UCLA. What's his name?
Awful quarterback.
Terrible. On his 13th.
While this particular coach was,
his first year
was clamoring to trade up for,
banging on the table.
Yeah, I know, but for effect. it was an awful situation. The general manager there is kind of a bully.
Steve Keim?
Is that the general manager?
That's the GM, yeah.
Yeah, big dude, bald head.
Steve Wilkes.
Steve Wilkes, there you go.
Yeah. Who was the quarterback from UCLA?
Rosen.
Oh, Josh Rosen. Oh, God.
Yeah. While they could have gotten Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That,
he clamored to trade up for Josh Allen.
Josh Rosen, speaking of which, was dumpster fire.
Yeah.
The nine teams ahead of Arizona made a mistake.
I just don't think the Arizona Cardinals, while getting it, even the sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then, anybody can win the lottery. My favorite Wesley Snipes line from White Men Can't Jump. And Arizona has had that. They unfortunately went up against Pittsburgh during one of those finer moments, but I don't know who the owner is, but I don't put faith and confidence that they know what they're doing.
The Bidwells.
Oh, it's the Bidwells.
Bidwell.
I think it's Bill.
Bill.
I'll also take San Francisco's coaching over Arizona as well.
That's true.
Speaking
good point.
Of which.
Good point.
And Frisco has history.
Yeah.
They have at least
it's so weird because Kyle Shanahan, no matter who the running back is on that team, they always seem to go off. Jeff Wilson, who the hell is this guy? He goes off for like back-to-back 100-yard rushing performances. Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing and can make mediocre players look good.
I don't see it. I think the Cardinals are in third place. I think that there's a massive amount of turmoil within that organization. And honestly, you know,
has Kyle signed an
Shanahan?
No.
Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray, I'm sorry. Has he signed a contract?
No.
Still up in the air. Huh?
What is the Delilah's equivalent in Scottsdale, Quimby, if they win that game?
I don't know. God.
Oh. Can we talk about
every time I hear
is everything okay at home?
Yes. Yeah. Every time it won't be
when he gets home.
Well, we have exciting news in the NHL. The Philadelphia Flyers are on the clock right now. We don't know if they're going to make this pick.
Moving on. How much time do we have left?
2 minutes.
They're at 1:40.
So we're not going to talk about baseball today.
You know, Zach was out at Hershey Park and then left the kids and the wife to come running back to the hotel room to see the Flyers pick.
Yeah.
You know, that was happening.
Oh, I can't believe they got this guy. He's going to be the best. Just wait 3 years. Just wait 3 years.
Yeah.
That's his
I'm going to ask Zach next week.
Ready? Here we go. You asked the question. Which is going to be the bigger dumpster fire? Arizona or San Francisco?
Arizona.
Right? All right. The answer to the question is the Flyers.
Yes. I think we all can agree on that one.
They're already the biggest dumpster fire. Yeah.
The worst. Worst. All right, let's call it a day. Anybody have any final thoughts?
I wanted to talk about baseball.
We don't have time for that. We're gonna.
I'm gonna wait till next week.
I need 30
week.
Seconds to talk about July 23rd.
Zach will be back next week, so I'll talk to Zach about it.
Good.
I'd like to point out to our good friend Louise down in Miami. Heat culture. How about that Heat culture where PJ Tucker decides to leave Jimmy Butler and Heat culture for the friendly confines of Philadelphia with James Harden and Joel Embiid. Tucker. We all saw Mark Rubin's white party last week. Everyone was there. Mark Rubin is no longer an owner of the Sixers because he's starting getting into gambling. Joel Embiid with his arms around all these players. Sixers are the team. Miami
are you done?
Mark, you got anything?
I just don't know if he was done babbling.
It's going on.
We ask that question every week.
You know what Mark's is? Shut up, Diaz.
There it is.
Fire's pick is in.
Mine is, you're in fairyland thinking that the Eagles are going to go 13-4.
14-3.
14-3, sorry. But I still think they're going to be, in contention at the end of the week, at the end of the season to have a home game. And that's enough for me to see improvement. That means Jalen Hurts improved. That's all you can ask.
They're
for.
In a crappy division, dude. They're in a crappy division.
I don't care. Improvement.
Everybody, Green Legion, 2 weeks from today will be in Seattle City at the Ludlam Bar and Grill, 4000 Landis Avenue, formerly La Costa. We're also going to be there Friday night before. If you want to get tickets for that, check out ludlambar.com to see the reunion tour of Love Seed Mama Jump. Then from 12 to 1, Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Greg Murphy and Chris Sack. 1 to 3, Green Legion Radio with Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack. Slash will not be there. Richard, Super Sam, and myself, Quimby. Great door prizes, including 3 NFL footballs, which you will be able to throw to Eagles and NFL legendary receiver Irving Fryer, and he will also sign those afterwards. We got a hell of a weekend, you guys. Make sure you come down there. We're going to call it a day. Once again, it was always a pleasure hanging out with you guys, with the exception of Diaz.
Agreed.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, 1480 WDAS throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Or if you're down at the shore on your way to or from, you're listening to us on the iHeartRadio app. Make sure you download it so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. Everybody, we will see you next week.